a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
I was in Aldi the other day, right? Mm. And it was late and it was cold and it was dark and everything, so there were not many people in there and they were kind of doing their clean-up routine, right? So one of them's kind of on that machine that just, it looks like it mops, but it's like a mop that you hold on to and you...
It's like a buffer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was pretty cool. And then there was...
Was it?
Yeah, well, I just thought, you know, I don't know. Maybe because back in the day, I used to work at a shop and I would have to mop every night. And I just thought, it's so
much
easier.
Automated mop, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's the little things. I'm like a Muppet. So
then there's... Muppet or Moppet?
No, I'm a Muppet. And then there was this other guy there just putting different stock away and kind of, you know, fixing things up or whatever. So you could hear kind of a pin drop. You know what I mean? Like you could, because the store was big, there's not a lot of people in there, so whatever. Anyway, this guy's having a little whistle.
Oh, yeah.
He's having a little whistle while he worked.
Yeah, cool.
And, okay.
Would you say he's whistling while he works?
Oh, God.
I don't know why you don't like this song.
That is toilet. On with a classic from our childhood days, Blow My Whistle B.
Do you reckon we have that in the system?
Oh, we might.
I
have a look.
Absolutely do not.
So he was whistling, all right?
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do it. He walked out! Okay. I'm going to try and whistle this. Okay. So he was like, I can't do it. Anyway, I was like, I know that song, and so I decided to whistle back.
Oh, my God.
So the tune was... He can sit on a tack. Ow! Sit up. It's a Simpsons song. This is the song.
I've got the joy down in my heart.
Where?
So, what a random song.
And I was thinking, surely there's not, I mean, that's not a song that's getting around.
Well, no, that could be Simpsons taking the tune of something else or taking a song and
possibly.
That could be based on an original song that is actually a song.
But maybe it was just a Simpsons fan.
Yeah,
and that's why I was so impressed. So I walked around, I was around the other aisle because I was a bit embarrassed, like he couldn't see me. But then when he got to that bit, and if the devil doesn't like it, he can sit on a tack, I went, ow!
God.
And I feel like we had a moment. It was great. Simpsons fans, you just never quite know where you're going to find them.
Flirting with Aldi staff.
Not flirting. It was just.
It's a new low for you,
Damascus. God. Not as low as that toilet song you keep playing.
This is great.
So while you're working. That is just garbage.
Why is it?
Absolute garbage.
Well, I don't know why you don't like it. It's a lot of fun. Let's listen to it, guys.
No, don't. That is great. So while you're working.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy Podcast.
It's time for lyrical headlines, headlines that are lyrical.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-da. Lyrical Headlines returns for another Thursday. G'day, Beck.
Hello. Happy Thursday, everyone.
Happy Thursday
to you.
Same to
you. Hope we're keeping warm. Yes.
It's beautiful out there.
It's actually not, it's not as bad out there this morning as it has been last few days, I don't think.
And I appreciate the fact that last week you bagged the idea of having a spa and you've chosen to have a sauna inside here.
I didn't even touch the heater this morning.
Should we all strip off and just have towels around our waist and pour some water over the rocks?
This is a place of business, Cameron. This is a place of business.
Hey, I've just missed all that. I've just come back in the room. What's going on? Classic.
Are you a spa person, Beck?
Yeah.
It's okay to say no because most of us aren't. It's just like...
Look, if it's, you know, a friend of ours has got a spa, we like going to their place and having a spa.
Oh,
and
say
drink,
no more, Beck.
That's all we need to know, Beck. That's fine.
Don't let them get to you, Beck. Just ignore
look,
these
you know,
people.
Our friend, he's a cheeky man. He's a cheeky man, our Flambeau,
Again. All right, so lyrical headlines are going to work like this. You're going to read the lyrics to some songs as if they are news bulletins like you do in your day job. We need to decipher not only the artist but the song title as well. If we get it half wrong or completely incorrect, the rest of us get a free run at it with extra lyrics. Best of three arrangement. moment. Our names are our buzzers. Tom.
Loggy.
Lingy.
Oh, that's a thing, guys.
You guys are hilarious. Is there a theme this week?
There is a bit of a theme. Okay. We've had the Diamond Jubilee, and we've also got a certain long weekend coming up. So we're looking at royalty this week. Yes.
Okay. I've got some ideas.
I've got some ideas.
Here we go. All right, question number one, lyrical headlines.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. She keeps a moe and shoved on in her.
Okay. It's Queen. She's a killer queen. Killer queen.
Killer queen, yes.
I love Freddie Mercury. I love Queen. Ever since I was a wee child.
Yeah, but that was quick.
Yeah.
Well
I know,
done.
I know.
Well played.
Yeah.
Big fan, you can tell by the moustache. Sorry, I wasn't sure if I should go for it. We're paying, obviously we're paying.
It's a good gag, you've got to snort.
Great gag.
Thank you.
I'll take it, I love it. I love it.
All right, question number two. Sorry, I'll hold back.
No. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I've never seen a diamond in the flesh.
Tom, it's Lord Royals.
Yes.
Okay, Lingy, you have to step it up, mate.
Just wait a beat.
No,
both of
that's
you.
Not, that's not thing. The game, mate.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've had one each, so Lingy, we'll give you a bit of breathing space for this one. Here we go.
Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. God save the Queen, a fascist regime.
Loggy.
I thought we were going to give him.
Oh, okay. Now go for it, Lingy.
Thanks for waiting, Log. No, please go.
If you can get it, then I won't.
I won't get it.
Go on. Is it the Sex Pistols? God save the Queen.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it called? God Save the Queen?
It's called God Save the Queen.
Oh,
okay,
baby.
Good on you.
Yes.
Wow.
Sorry, I couldn't wait.
I don't know if Sex Pistols has ever been played.
I know, we should play it more.
Great
song choices.
We've cracked through in quite good time, so should we just do the fourth one just for fun? Yeah. That's a win for you, though,
Thank you, but how about this one? We'll woo back.
No,
I didn't know if you were really
going
to woo.
I want to see you two go head to head, quick, proper, normal on
this
one.
Let's just see what happens.
Oh. Hey, it's Beck in the newsroom. I used to rule the world.
Loggy.
Seas would rise.
I know this one.
Okay, go on.
Coldplay, Viva La Vida.
Yes.
Hey!
Oh. Go, Lingy.
Actually, I didn't know that one. I'll be straight up.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I just...
Do you know why
I'm surprised that you jumped in so early?
I just backed my brain.
I don't know if she does know this
one. Come on, brain.
There is a backstory to why I love... This was the song of choice through the 2011 final series that would blast out of the MCG in our warm-ups.
So
I just have this nice memories of that time.
Oh, bless.
All
right. We're all winners.
We could end on a happy note there, then.
So, Loggy takes the win. Well done to you, mate.
Well done,
great song choices, Beck.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And the news flash out of Lyrical Headlines today is middle-aged white male is into Coldplay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I heard something that was shocking the other day. Absolutely shocking. I was getting my coffee and I always switch it up. Sometimes soy milk, sometimes almond milk. And as I was waiting for my coffee to be made, someone said, "Oh yeah, I'll have a cappuccino with almond juice."
Hang on, can I just say, like, as someone who knows what he wants to say quite often, and then as he goes to say it, his brain just goes, "Nah."
That's not a stuff up.
Almond juice.
It wasn't like a, "Oh, no, I've said the wrong thing." I watched this person because I was worried for them.
Because this person chose to be factually correct, you're worried for them?
Mate, if I sent you out to get me a coffee, are you asking for almond milk or almond juice?
Do you know the wonderful people at Grounds of Society that I go and get your coffee? I'm just like, whatever Logs normally has, it's some ridiculous thing. And Tommy has his 15 teaspoons of sugar.
Yes.
Put them all in there.
Yeah. I know, but at the end of the day, you would never say, "Oh, make sure Loggy's his almond juice or soy juice," would ya? Because that is crazy.
We had Bretto call from Grovedale, and he said, which I translated to, he actually quite enjoys the juice and now he's going to start rolling it. He's going to walk around. I'll have a bit of almond juice with that. Thank you very much. So good on you, Brett.
No one's saying that. We'll go to Lucy in St. Leonard's. Lucy, have you ever heard anyone in the real world ask for almond or soy juice instead of milk?
No, not at all. Because, like, well, the way I see it, it comes in a carton, right? Like milk does.
Yeah.
If it came in a bottle, like juice would, then I would probably call it almond juice.
Great point.
Great point, except heaps of juice comes in cartons also.
Like yeah, but that doesn't matter. Like we're just focusing on the milk.
A Prima comes in. There's like 1,000 cartons of juice. Mm. Next caller?
Natalie from Marshall.
Sorry, I gave Lingy one job.
Tommy goes, hey, second caller, can you throw to Natalie from Marshall for me? And I was all set to do it, all excited that I'd actually be able to talk to Natalie. You nearly jumped
How
in
How are
there.
You going?
Yeah, I'm well. How are you? Can you straighten
us
out
thank
here?
You.
Is it almond juice?
I've never heard of It's definitely not almond juice. Like, what even is that?
Thank you, Natalie. I know that people...
Definitely almond milk.
Yeah.
But hang on, Natalie. The almonds are juiced. They're not milked.
You can't go, all right, I might go to Bean Squeeze this morning and say, can I have an almond juice and see what look the ladies give me? It's a bit weird.
Actually,
I've never
Natalie,
heard of it.
Please do.
Yes.
And report back tomorrow.
Well, perhaps.
I will, because I'm on my way to drop my son off and then I'll go past there and get my coffee. And, yeah, it's definitely almond milk and soy milk.
Perhaps we can
but
all
I'll
do
see
an experiment.
What they say.
Okay.
This morning, I head to where Dodsy works at Offside Cafe.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in there and I'm going to say, can I have a flat white with almond juice?
Okay.
You go and take yours wherever you go now and get your coffee. Tommy, you do the same.
Yeah, yeah.
And let's report back to about the reactions that we get.
Okay. Do you want the verdict?
Yeah.
So technically speaking, it's water macerated, which is the opposite of marination. So it's a solid infusing flavour into liquid. So if you technically...
Mate, I don't care. Just toe the line.
Bit of
say
macerated,
milk.
A bit of almond maceration, please.
You're macerating me.
Yeah, massive macerator.
Want more of that gear? Just tune in weekdays from 6 on K-Rock 955 or at krock.com.au. That's where you go for more Tom, Lingy and Loggy Gold.
Last night I had a moment of clarity
that
I am failing in my duties as an uncle.
Oh, why?
Which was a big moment for me. My brother and his lovely wife live in Newcastle. They moved away from the state of Victoria about 16, 17 years ago for a year and stayed there for a long, long time.
They moved from Geelong to Newcastle.
They were living in Melbourne briefly and then chose to live to Newcastle.
So it's interesting that they went to New South Wales version of Geelong.
Yeah, exactly.
Is Newcastle.
I think, Narelle, his wife, is from Newcastle. They're going to move there for 12 months. Change of scenery. They stayed up there. They got two boys, 15-year-old Paddy, 10-year-old Ollie.
Okay. Now, Paddy and Ollie.
And Ollie. We stay in touch. They come down a bit. We're probably a little bit naughty. We don't go and visit them as much as we should. All of that sort of stuff. But we're close. Paddy rang me last night off his own phone to tell me some exciting news. The words that he used made me realise just how much I have failed. He's been absorbed into the New South Wales world.
Okay. Could I just say, is it around like a blossoming, a rite of passage, emphasis on the passage?
No.
Okay.
No. No. This is very much just a sport thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Hang on. Yeah, I get it.
So Paddy rang me and said, hey, Uncle Cam, got really exciting news. I played my first game of AFL yesterday.
Wow, and that's a big deal in New South Wales because I don't know what AFL is.
Well, that's right. And I'm like, well, you didn't play AFL. You played your first game of Aussie Rules.
people calling footy AFL.
The sport is Aussie Rules, mate. You haven't quite made it to the top, you know.
There's only one person who's played AFL in this family. We'll keep it that way, thank you.
So I'm like, okay, there's one strike against your name, Paddy, but that's okay, cool. Tell me all about it. He goes, oh, yeah, it was fantastic. It was a school team. You know, I got involved. I shot a point. Oh,
like, oh, oh God! Okay, oh,
Patrick, mate.
Oh, like, point.
Okay, I'm playing along. It's cool. It's all right. You know, good on you, mate. You know, tell me.
That's the almond juice of sport.
I was like, okay, this team. You know, do you train together? How many of you do? He goes, yeah. Like, we had to work really hard. We only had the one sub. I'm like, oh God.
That sounds about right, isn't it?
Oh, come on, Lord.
Oh, what do they call him?
Well, there's one on the bench.
Oh, can't you call them subs?
No, you got one bench player.
Yeah. Oh, righto.
You got one on the interchange, one sitting on the pine. Whatever it is, it's not a sub.
All right.
So I've gone, he's played AFL, they've got one sub for the team, and he shot a point. Mm. So I've realised, I said, oh, hey, you know, when I finished, had a good chat. I said, can you put your dad on for me? I'm like, he's my big brother.
Yeah.
David. I'm like, we need to talk.
Yeah.
If it's on me to do this, I promise that from now on I will put some more time into Paddy and Ollie and actually get them understanding some of the terminology of footy. However, you as their father, you've been out of the state for 15 or 16 years, granted, but I think you're better than this as well.
Yeah.
But if it's got to come from me, I promise I can lift my game from now on.
I know what's happened, right? He's sick of Cameron being the golden child.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Right? No son of mine is going to know the correct terminology because I am sick of everyone talking about it.
Yeah.
So from now on, there will be no official footy chat in this house.
That's the way. Use your children as an up yours to the family members around you. That's great.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. You've been listening to the podcast.
Thanks for that.
And hear the show weekdays from 6 a.m. only on K-Rock 955.